start with the family. The family's doing good. They're growing and everybody's doing well, aren't they?
Yeah, my son Ripken is 7, and he's loving flag football, and they play it in December here, so that's a little unusual to be outside in December. But the daughter's doing. Hayden's 5. She's doing karate and ballet and all kinds of weird stuff. So God bless her.
Now we're gonna have some softball player in there too, maybe possibly.
We got her swinging left-handed, you know, we gotta start them early. She likes to do it. She's played t-ball for 3 years, so she told me this year she's not doing t-ball again. So we'll have to wait a year before she can do the machine pitch and all that fun stuff. But yeah, she likes hitting. That's about it.
Kids, as they get older, they hang around dad and, you know, practice and games, and have they done that maybe the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, my wife was working at Stetson University, and she was doing admissions and analytics stuff there. And so there was a couple days a week I had to go get the kids from preschool and kindergarten. And so they were staples in the afternoon practices after I'd have to go pick them up. So they get to be around the girls, and they, you know, they become part of the family too. So it's, they're around the ball field quite a bit.
That's terrific. And again, moving to Florida has been, I'm sure, a little bit of a change, but you get used to it quickly, don't you?
Yeah, it's a different beast. Junior college softball, the last 4 national champions have come from Florida. So it's a beast day in and day out, but just trying to build a culture here at Daytona State. And, it's been a couple of tough years, but we're growing. We won a couple of games against the top 10 teams in the nation this year. So we're getting closer, but it's definitely a different beast for sure.
You know, going back to your years at Iowa Western, coach, you were there for 7 seasons, and I'm sure had a ball, didn't you?
Yeah, they upgraded the facilities there. There's a lot of nice things that we did. We killed it in the classroom. You know, we were winning 40 plus games, and it was just time for a different adventure. Enjoyed my time there. Lots of great people, but genuinely, my wife and I always talk about the people of McCook and how great and warm and welcome that they are. So we miss y'all. We can say that.
No question. Yeah, great years at MCC. You remember all your stops. The people you get a chance to meet and the players that you get a chance to coach along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I get to hear from them periodically, so it's great to see them become young ladies and have families of their own and get the invites to weddings and all that fun stuff. So you're around long enough, you get to meet lots of interesting people.
I'm sure as the years go by, maybe some of these girls you get a chance to coach are sticking in the game, and are some becoming coaches. Have you come across that anywhere along the way?
Well, actually, a gal who played for me at McCook, Mackenzie Bilger at the time, is now Mackenzie Enev. She's my assistant coach down here in Daytona. And Tyla Lee played for me at Iowa Western. She ended up going to Lubbock Christian after she transferred away, and now she's an assistant for me as well down here. So a couple of them stick with me. But, yeah, there's a lot of high school coaches, some travel ball coaches for sure. You try and stay in the game and stick it out and try to help people out the way that you got help. So for sure, we've got quite a few.
So all this down in Florida with junior college softball, I mean, everything's the same, seasons and everything. You don't have to battle a winner, that's for sure.
We play the last Friday in January, and you're sweating. So it's a different kind of beast. You're not waiting for the snow to melt or the temperature to get to the right temp. I was actually just telling the story the other day to somebody about how my first year at McCook, we hosted the region tournament, and it snowed the day before the tournament was supposed to start, and we had 60 people out at the field making sure it was ready to go and prepped, and I'm like, you're not going to get that anywhere else. So you might not also get snow the day before the region tournament at most places either, though.
As you kind of touched on, making progress year by year, it's just some baby steps, building, recruiting, things like that, isn't it?
Yeah, the year I took over, they had gone 8-41 the year before, so we went 25-35, and everybody's really excited. We tripled the wins, we're this, we're that. Guys, we're not very good yet, so We got a ways to go. You know, we won 25 again this year, but we're really excited about what we got coming in. We got a really good class, so I think we'll do very, very well. This group was awesome. They got a 3.81 team GPA, so you know, it's great to be good on the softball field, but we got other priorities as well, and this group did really, really good job in the classroom.
How about recruiting in that area against all those other schools? I mean, I'm sure it's a little different than recruiting in the Midwest, huh?
There's a lot more recruiting battles for sure, because every time you throw a rock, you hit a new school. It's a lot of schools in a very condensed spot. I mean, Florida's a big state, but there's a ton of schools down here, and not just from a junior college standpoint. It's a lot of schools, Division I, Division II, NAIA, you name it. It's you're recruiting against a lot of different people, so it's a little different, but. You know, it's all about fit. If they want to fit where you're at, and you fit them and they fit you, then it works out great. And if it doesn't, that's okay. There's a lot of people out there trying to play college softball, so just try and find the right fits.
Do you have to travel much? I mean, do you even go out of the state of Florida?
I am currently in Louisiana, actually. So, yes, I was just in Texas earlier this week. We go to Georgia. When I'm home, I went home to Oregon to visit my family. Obviously, got to make a couple softball stops, see some games. So I'll do the same when I visit my in-laws in Utah. So it never stops. You're always out there trying to see what's what. But I guess we don't have to leave the state of Florida, but we definitely do. We try and get out there and see, try and put together the best team that we can.
So when it comes to your schedule, Coach, do you have to leave the state of Florida? Are pretty much all your games against the pretty much Florida teams?
I have left Florida one time in the last two seasons. We played a doubleheader at South Georgia State, so we went a whole 3 hours to drive up to Georgia. A lot of people want to come south for the weather in early January and February. So it works out nice. My wife's not upset about me being home a little bit more and not having to do as long of overnights. So it works out for us with where our family's at the moment.
I take it the facilities, it's a great college, great people to work with. Administration really, really back you, don't they?
Administration's great. Love them. They're awesome. Our facilities, we have a nice facility, don't get me wrong, but we definitely need some upgrades that are to keep up with the Joneses. So we're in the process of getting new backstop, new netting, all that fun stuff. But a palm tree backdrop setting of the outfield fence doesn't suck. I can tell you, going to work and seeing the palm trees is all right.
I bet it does. And that is hurricane country down there, Coach. I don't have you trying to think. The last couple of years, have you experienced anything like that since you've been down there?
Yes, sir. We had just bought a house. We closed on a house. I'm making this date up, September 17th, and September 18th or September 19th, the hurricane came in that was like the worst one in 100 years, but it came off the Gulf Coast, and we're on the Atlantic Coast, so it came over us, and we got rain, and, you know, the people on the coastline got pounded, but we're 10 minutes off of the coast, so we were good. It was like a McCook thunderstorm is what it was like. It was like, all right, it's windy and it's raining. It ain't that bad. But then you went to the coastline and you saw some devastation. You're like, well, that's different. That's not the same. So, if you're living off the coastline, it's usually all right. The power outages and stuff is what gets you, apparently. So we've had three hurricanes in the last 2 years, and we haven't had even our lights flicker. So we've been all right. Life's been okay there.
That's terrific. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Are you any other duties besides softball?
I do. I teach a managing your success class, which is actually pretty nice. When I was at Iowa Western, it was strictly softball. We didn't have to do anything, so you don't branch out as much into the college community, if you will. So getting to teach, I get to teach other people's other athletes in different sports, which is nice. But we also get to teach the general students. So it's nice to just kind of still have that college feel to it, as opposed to just being focused in on softball. So I've appreciated that as I've gotten older.
I take it your school's in a conference, and is it a pretty good softball conference?
Yeah, I would argue that it's the best conference in the country. We're in the Citrus Conference, so they actually took the Panhandle and made that a conference, the Panhandle of Florida, and then the rest of Florida is its own conference. So the last four national champions have all came from what is in our current conference. So Florida Southwestern's in it, Indian River State, who won it this year. Florida Southwestern had won it three times in a row before this year. So College of Central Florida's in it. They're usually top 10 in the country. Seminoles usually top 20, top 15 in the country. So, yeah, we played in our conference. I think five different people were ranked in the top 20. So it was a grind. It's brutal. But, you know, if you come out of that, you got a real-life chance of winning a national championship. So that was one of the things at play of moving down here is they definitely have good scholarship dollars. So, you know, if we're going to see how good we can be.
And Coach, we're just mid part of July. August is right around the corner. Kids getting ready to go back to school pretty soon.
Yes, it comes faster than you think every single year. You're like, we got the summer, we got to take care of this, and this. We got some time, and then you get through two of them out of the seven things you need to get accomplished. Like, it's mid-July, we're running out of time. We got to make this thing happen. So we got some lockers that need to be built, and I'm working on that at the moment when I get back. So, they leave, and all of a sudden they're right back. So that's a good thing, because otherwise you're going to get stir-crazy waiting to get some more softball back in your life. It's different recruiting than it is just being on the field yourself. So we're looking forward to that, and I think we got a really good crew coming in.
Finally, Coach, this might be a tough one to answer, but you feel like this is it. This is where I kind of like to, like, family's doing good, got good jobs, and feel like maybe you're a ways from retirement, I would think, but this is kind of, you're settling down. This is going to be my last stop.
I hope so. My wife has told me in no uncertain terms that she is not leaving Florida. Actually, I do have a caveat to that. She told me we're not leaving Florida unless we would ever come back to McCook. You know, having a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, well, what a wonderful place to raise a family. So we miss it for sure. We do love where we're at, but we miss it for sure, just that family environment. So Daytona Beach doesn't quite have that same feel. Now, don't get me wrong, it's got a lot of perks to it, but it doesn't have that family feel as opposed to the community of McCook. So